Valley band Playboy Man Baby is known for its loud, over-the-top shows, brassy punk sound, and seemingly limitless energy. The group's onstage antics and ways of engaging with audiences, which in at least one case meant throwing cooked Hot Pockets into the crowd, has given them a strong reputation and also a loyal following. In the years since the band's inception, its members have grown and even matured, while still not taking themselves too seriously. Playboy Man Baby released an album earlier this year called Don't Let It Be. The show's Sarah Ventry sat down with the band's frontman, Robbie Pfeffer.
We like to make the shows as high energy as we can possibly make them. We try to do that consciously. That's always been a part of the ethos of the band, and it's really enjoyable. I mean, art serves many different purposes, but I couldn't really be in a super somber project. I can write songs about super somber things, but not necessarily. I don't want that to translate to a live show.
Why is it so important to you and to the ethos of your band to have such high energy shows?
I think when I was a kid, the bands that resonated with me the most and the bands that I was the most excited to see had a really engaging stage show, had energy. Like, there was something about it. There was a control that they had over the crowd and over the experience that just made me excited all week. Like, that was the thing I wanted to go and do. I wanted to go to a show. I wanted to see someone who really seemed like they were giving everything and leaving it, like, all on stage.
So how do you do that, especially without feeling gimmicky? I guess, what do you do to create lots of energy and audience interaction and this kind of very memorable stage show that your band is known for?
I have no problems with gimmicks. I think gimmicks have their time and place. But I really think, you know how you hear how a magic trick is done and then they say that like kind of ruins it for you? It's just putting everything I have into it. Like, it's the only real exercise I get in a week. Like, I want to leave and then just be totally done. That's my goal every time we start playing, is to ruin myself as much as I possibly can and, like, just kind of exert as much energy as possible.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. So I think some people who are listening to this might say, oh, that makes a lot of sense, but that's also, like, it sounds like something a person under 30 would say. It sounds like something a band that's relatively young might say. Assuming that music is going to be something that you do for most of your life. Mm-hmm. How do you think you might translate that to Robbie Pfeffer when he's 50?
I've already definitely noticed a difference in just how I react to things just in the 5 years that I've been in this band. The initial energy of the band definitely came a lot from, like, we played at parties. And we may or may not have drank a whole lot. But now if I was to do the same thing, it would just ruin me for the whole week. Like, my body can't handle that sort of thing. So I'm going to take it one step at a time. I've never owned a good vehicle, and I've never had enough money to, like, pay for repairs. So I figure I'm probably going to treat my body like that. As soon as something breaks, then I'm just going to accept that it's no longer a part of it.
Thinking about then this idea that you're leaving all of the energy out there on the stage with you, what does that look like for you in the studio?
That's been a really tough thing for us. We've kind of taken a different approach to recording every time that we've recorded, and the entire goal has been to try to capture different aspects of the band. It's really hard to get a band that really cut their teeth playing live recorded, because it's hard to get the energy of the room. It's hard to get, you know, the vibe that other people being excited brings to the experience of music. Like, that matters a whole lot. It's not just what's coming out of the PA. This one, I kind of wanted to make it a little more so you could hear the details. So the lyrics, I think, for the first time are audible. You can actually decipher what I'm saying for the first time. And that's because we've been trying to put, frankly, a lot more thought into the structure of songs and what the songs are saying and how they're being performed and all that sort of thing. When before it was just kind of like a musical sneeze, like we just went with our first impulse. The situation.
In talking about the lyrics, the first song on your new album is called You Can Be a Fascist Too. Is that right?
That is correct. This one is kind of an interesting one in the fact that I wrote this song before Donald Trump was president as kind of a both sides are wrong kind of thing. Because the main ethos of the song is that people a lot of time try to only push their own agenda and only listen to people who agree with them and think that anyone who strays even slightly from their opinion is incorrect. And it's funny because then when Donald Trump got elected, that's what he ran his campaign on, is the idea that I'm absolutely right. I'm going to make everything better. I'm better than everybody else. But the thing that has unfortunately gotten lost in that is some of my own friends with slightly more liberal beliefs than Donald Trump can fall prey to the same thing. The same idea of not listening to people, the same idea of thinking that your opinion is the only way to do things. Society's in the gutter, man. It's really in the What do you think the Phoenix music scene needs most right now? I don't know. I think it's in a good spot. And now that I've been around for a second, I've kind of been at these moments where I'm like, oh, this is the best it could ever be, or this is the worst it could ever be. And now that I've seen it kind of go up and down, I'm kind of like, this is just fine. It's just something different. So it's cool to see it evolve. Obviously, I'd love to have more people participate in it, but I'm also really happy with the amount of people who are participating in it. I'd love to have more bands, but I'm happy with the amount of bands and the diversity that we do have. So I'd love to have more of everything, but I'm actually really happy with all the things that we do have.
That's Robbie Pfeffer of Playboy Man Baby, who talked with the show's Sarah Ventry. And you can see Playboy Man Baby tonight at the Rebel Lounge in Phoenix.